This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what's taking place in the grains?
A bit of an overnight rebound for these grains. It's been a rough go of it. There's 7 days in a row of lower closes for the corn, soybeans, and wheat futures. Overnight strength potentially giving way to more selling, so it's going to be important that we close with gains if we're going to end this slide. We have a lot of negativity over weather as of late. The flip towards slightly better conditions, enough so that we had some planting able to be caught up. Still issues of prevent plan in places, standing water, slow emergence, and all of that. But it's not quite as dire as we feared it to be 3 or 4 weeks ago. And the market's taking more notice of these crop progress numbers. Not only the planting paces having caught up to their 5-year averages these last couple of weeks, but also now the corn condition ratings starting at such high levels.
Joe, when we talk about those planting issues that you mentioned earlier on about replant potentially and then prevent plant acres as well, we know that's popping up in a few spots here in Iowa because of those heavy rainfalls. What are the other areas of the Corn Belt that have been having those issues?
Well, starting with Iowa, just because it's so close to home for so many of our customers and, of course, our home office there in northwest Iowa, where there's several counties having just had their wettest May on record. That extends into South Dakota. Some of our customers there are talking about some prevent plant, some acres ultimately potentially as well shifting from corn to soybeans here later in the season. But it's not just that region. It's almost all across the Corn Belt where we've dealt with these late planting issues.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
July corn up 6.5 at 445¾. July soybeans up 12¾ at 11.90 even. July soybean meal up $1.90 at 361.40. July soybean oil up $1.10 at 44.23. On the Merc, June live cattle down 42 cents at 181.35. August feeder cattle down $2.05 at 252.77. July lean hogs up 92 cents at 93.12. July pork cutout down $2.60 at 105.35. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.